Hi, my name is Baxter Larman, and I am a professor of medicine at the UCLA School of Medicine and also the director of the UCLA Center for Pre-Hospital Care. And kind of wanted to tell you a story of times when I was out in the field and what kind of directed me to get interested in pre-hospital care research. I think that lots of times when we're out in the field, we have a lot of unanswered questions. Patients come to us and are on certain types of medications. They may have disease and illnesses that you really don't know much about. And also that sometimes you'll go to a conference, you'll hear people talk about certain types of controversies or something that's new in the literature. And my problem was I didn't know how to actually get that information back to myself. So what I was hoping to be able to do is to give you a couple of resources that you can be able to do that can be able to tie yourself back and trying to be able to answer questions that you might have regarding EMS. And this isn't just stuff that might be around patient care. It can also be things that are around systems. It can be questions that you have about EMS education. And probably the best resource that I have for you, primarily around clinical resources, is a thing called eMedicine.com. That's, again, eMedicine.com. And the E stands for electronic, not for emergency. So it's electronicmedicine.com. If you actually looked at it, it would be one of the largest textbooks that you would have in medicine. And it actually has a lot of stuff that's specifically around emergency medicine. The size of it would be somewhere near a group of 30 encyclopedias is about how big it would be if it was actually a printed textbook. The other thing I like about eMedicine.com is that it's very, very referenced. And in fact, at the end of every single one of the chapters that you're going to look for, you can be able to find out all the references. The other thing that I really like about it is that it's updated continuously. And it's a resource, I think, that's not only really good for EMS providers, but a resource that's really good for educators as well, if you want a little bit more information around it. So if you just go to emedicine.com, what you'll also find is that they actually want you to subscribe to it. And the subscription is actually free, but they want you to register. So register for it. There is no cost. You can also check a box so you don't get spammed with a bunch of spammed information to your email as well. But it is well worth it. For educators, they actually have a section that you can click, pay $25 a year, and they have all kinds of images that you can be able to download as well. But as a reference tool, I find it really good. I'm not very computer literate, and what I find is that it's very, very computer friendly for me. That's not very computer literate, but it has a search engine that's very simple to be able to do, and you can be able to get all kinds of information that you need to be able to have. The other resource that I have for you is actually trying to find the latest information that might be in journal articles that are primarily refereed journal articles. And refereed means that it's really referenced well. And the best way to be able to get that information is actually by, and I could give you the HTML, but the best way to be able to find it is if you Google something called Medline, M-E-D-L-I-N-E. Google Medline, and it'll actually send you to a government. It's actually in the Library of Congress, and it is every single journal article is there. I want you to go to Medline, and then I want you to start learning about the search engine of it. But it will give you the most updated information that you ever want to be able to have around whatever keywords you put into it. Don't forget that you might need to put a bunch of different keywords in so you can be able to limit it. For instance, if you put airway management, or you just typed in airway, you'd probably get over 1 million hits. But if you went down to EMS airway, you'd probably get maybe 10,000 hits. And then if you put EMS paramedic, you might get down to about 1,500. But I would strongly suggest you play with it. It is one of the greatest resources that you can be able to do. You can usually only get the abstracts, and if you wish to, you can be able to click on certain buttons and get the whole journal article as well. But in most cases, you need to actually pay for those journal articles. But those of us that have ever done research before, it's a lot easier to do it from your home than it is to actually have to go to a medical school library and be able to get that. So my podcast is to tell you how to be able to answer questions, and had a couple of resources that I think can be able to help you do that. And hopefully it'll guide you and make you a better paramedic and better EMT and better EMS provider. Anyway, thanks.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.